everyone. Welcome to Quilt Cabana Corner. I'm Sandy Caldwell, and today we will be doing our magazine roundup, talking about some blogs and websites, and also talking about some general quilty stuff that I've been doing this month. So today is March 31st, and tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and I like to fool my kids on April Fool's Day, and then I always hope that they don't want to fool me back, but it usually doesn't work that way. So I'm starting to record this podcast today, but I may not get to finish it until tomorrow because I'm getting a late start on it today. But here's what my tricks are for tomorrow. So if I actually do finish tomorrow, you'll get to hear the outcome of it. If not, you'll have to wait till the next podcast. So I went online and I started looking up practical, harmless April Fool's jokes. A couple of April Fool's days ago, I froze the kids' cereal the night before and then took it out in the morning and put a little more milk on it and a little few more fresh flakes of Frosted Flakes and served it to them. And my oldest daughter laughed and laughed. She thought it was so funny. My middle daughter got quite upset. She didn't think it was funny at all. And then my youngest daughter, she doesn't really like cereal, so I froze her waffle. Well, her waffle was frozen, but I took it out and just served it to her frozen, and she got a kick out of that too. So tomorrow, when they wake up, they're going to find that when they go to reach for their toothbrush, I took the cup in the bathroom that holds all their toothbrushes, and I put some water in the bottom of it, about an inch and a half, and then I froze it. So tomorrow morning, when they go to reach for their toothbrushes, they're not going to be able to get them out of the cup. Now, hopefully one of them won't cry, because then I'll just feel terrible, but I kind of like the practical jokes on April Fool's Day. My husband hates them. He gets so uptight about it, it's actually kind of funny. And then the other thing I was going to do was tonight before they go to bed, I'm going to round up all their eye touches, and I'm going to change the language to like Japanese or German or French or something, so wish me luck with that, because I got a feeling I'm going to need it. Anyway, let's move on to the magazine roundup. So in Fonz and Porter's Love of Quilting in the March and April issue, Gerald Roy writes a column every month for them, usually about vintage quilts. And this one happens to be, his column is called This Old Quilt. This one happens to be on a Freedom quilt that was made in 1880 in Boston. And the maker has done some interesting things with it, and this was done around the time of the Civil War, and there's some script written on the quilt. Some of the lines that are embroidered are Hope of Our Country and the Star of Freedom, and it's an Americana quilt, and there's eagles all the way around it, except for in one corner, one of the eagles is missing. So he is supposing that maybe the imperfect border, excluding the last eagle, symbolizes an incomplete mission and a dream yet to be fulfilled. I just found that one particularly interesting where I'm reading the Jennifer Schiavarini books, and she's all about these quilts that were supposed to be railroad quilts to help the slaves find the next house on the Underground Railroad station. So I thought that was interesting. And then way back here on page 84, there's the most delicious table topper. It could be a wall hanging, too. It's called Lemon Pie, and it's designed by Piece of Cake Designs. And the colors in it are just fabulous. These beautiful, bright blues, and it actually does have lemons on it. And then it's got sort of a bird motif in the center. It's absolutely gorgeous. So if you have that magazine, pick it up and turn to page 84 and definitely get inspired, because it's a beauty. And in the March-April issue of Quilt Maker on page 22, there's a beautiful lattice garden quilt that was designed by Glynis Thompson from Australia. And it's a lovely medallion quilt that's full size, again, in blues and yellows, because I'm always drawn to those blues and yellows. I love them. That's real pretty. And then two other interesting things in here this month. One is a quilt called Sailing Away, and this was done by Gail Garber, and she's written a book called Flying Colors. This quilt that's pictured, it's circular, and it looks kind of small. It's 15 by 15, and it has a sailboat on it, and a beautiful sunset behind it, and then the water and the waves. But then she's got this awesome strip of almost like flying geese that comes across it that gives you the feeling that the quilt is in motion. And it appears that this book is all about adding these types of things to your quilts. It's really interesting. I'm going to have to check this out a little further. In the magazine, she says, "I was inspired by a beautiful piece of hand-painted fabric by Mickey Lawler of Sky Dyes. It reminded me of the sunset, and what would be more fun than sailing into the brilliant colors of the evening?" Freeform design is what it's called. Freeform design projects. So we'll look into that a little further, but that was good. And then page 42, I just love this. This is a quilt called Rhapsody in Bloom, and it's done with these beautiful creams and cranberries and greens. It's quite beautiful, but the best part of this is it was made by a high school student who is a boy. He says, "I wanted to design a quilt that would work with any fabric line. I like that this quilt has many different elements to look at." He is from Minnesota. His name is Doug Leko or Leko, L-E-K-O. You decide which it is because I'm not sure. Again, that's on page 42, and it says he's a high school student who established Antler Quilt Design in 2008. He loves to design and teach. So how about that? And he's a very handsome young man. Reminds me of my nephew Jonathan. So I thought that was pretty good. And lastly, in McCall's April-May 2011 Quick Quilts issue, on page 12, there's a beautiful quilt made with pinwheels and squares and reds and blues and greens and whites. Very summery looking. It's called Beach House, and there's sort of a sense of depth and movement to it because she has the values are gradated. It's quite beautiful. And this was designed by Susan Guzman. And again, that's page 12. And then over on page 20, lastly, there are some really cute wall hangings that are made with fabric, but they're actually birth announcements. One's a baby boy's wall hanging with all the birth information, and one is for girls. And the colors are really cute on that. So anyhow, that is it for the magazine roundup. So next up, we'll talk about my Quilt Guild for a minute. My Quilt Guild is having their annual show in June, and it's a beautiful show. And the president of the guild issues a challenge every year. And this year's challenge, I think as I've told you before, is called Where in the World. And it can be a 20 by 20 or less quilt of anywhere in the world that inspires you or makes you happy or that you think about. So I chose to work with a photo of a pond that's near my home that I drive by a zillion times a day. And right in the middle of the pond is a little island. It's called Osceola Island, and it's full of pine trees. And in the fall, the pond is just gorgeous. So that's when I took the photo. And yesterday, I finished my challenge quilt, and I incorporated some new things that I had never done before. And it was all thanks to workshops that I had been to where I learned these techniques. The most important one that I think I'll, you know, if I'm doing a landscape quilt again, I think I'll never do without, and that was the use of the jacquard textile paints. And we talked about those with Esterita Austin in that podcast episode. These paints are fantastic. And I also took a workshop with Jennifer Bevan, and she used them as well. So I used them on my landscape quilt. I used them as foliage in the background. I also used the paints to paint the smaller branches of trees. And it came out so lovely. And then I used some embroidery threads and did some thread painting along the bottom of the quilt where there were rocks and some grass and sand. And I also used crystals. I had never hot-fixed crystals to a quilt before. And this was just the perfect opportunity because the sun sparkles off that pond every day that it's sunny, and it's just gorgeous. So I was able to actually show that on my piece. And if you're interested in taking a look at the quilt, you can find pictures of it on my blog, which is www.quiltcabanapatterns.com/blog. So you'll have to visit my blog and check that out. Let me know what you think. So the next project that I'm going to work on is a tumbler quilt. I bought the AccuQuilt die that goes with my Go Baby, and today I went to my local quilt store and found all kinds of beautiful 1930s repro fabrics. Now, ordinarily, on their own, I don't really care for the 1930s fabrics. I would never pick up one bolt of it and be like, ooh, I gotta make something with this. But interestingly enough, when I see them all together on something like a tumbler, I think they're quite beautiful. So I'm really excited. I got 6 to 8 different colors of fabric to use in it. And I think I'm probably going to start cutting that out maybe tomorrow. And I'm also working on a few other things for an upcoming book project. So busy, 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 but it all makes me happy. So it's all good and that's okay. Now, some other things that make me happy are quilt shows. And we went to one recently, my mother and I and my 3 daughters. And I wasn't sure how much fun they were going to have, but I did promise them that it would be a small quilt show. And when I say I'm not sure how much fun they were going to have, I don't mean my mom, because I know she's going to have a blast no matter what. I mean my 3 darling daughters. So they were bribed with going out to eat afterwards, and the fact that it was a small show, and that there would be vendors, because they like to spend money. And the show was perfect. It was the Rhododendron Quilters, Needlers and Quilters, and I believe they're out of Canton, Mass. And they put on a really lovely show at the Blue Hills Regional High School. It was just the right size for the girls. They enjoy walking around and choosing their best of show and writing that on the ballot and casting their vote. That's their favorite part. For me, I like to see all the different types of quilts, and I like to take pictures of the ones that we're allowed to take photos of. And of course, I like the vendors. But the girls found something that they really loved, which had nothing to do with quilting, but I was awfully glad this vendor was there because it kept them busy for a good chunk of time. They had received camellia bracelets for Christmas, which are similar to Pandora bracelets, if you've heard of those. And the charms for those are quite expensive, $30 for a bead or a charm. Kind of pricey for young girls. And their bracelets are, you know, only have one or two things on them at this point. So there was a woman there and she was selling beautiful glasswork beads. And they had the 925 silver core, like the camellias are supposed to have, and she was selling them for $1 a piece. The girls went to town at this lady's vending booth, so that really kept them busy, but it was a great way to spend a Saturday. The girls had fun, and after that we went to Bertucci's for dinner, and then we went to the bookstore, so everyone was happy. It was great. I wanted to share a few computer type things with you this episode. And one is, yesterday I received a gift subscription to QNN for the video library. It was a gift from my mother and it arrived by email. It said, oh, you've been given a gift subscription. Scroll down. Here's what you do. And QNN, for those of you who don't know, it's a wonderful computer network of all different shows. A lot of Fonz and Porter. Marianne Fonz's daughter is doing the Quilty Show. I forget her name. I'm sure it will come to me. I can't think of it right now. That's really a show for beginners, people who are just learning how to quilt. Nancy Zeman is on there. Quilt Out Loud. All kinds of great shows. So yesterday, I had finished my challenge quilt. I had just got onto QNN to see that I was going to be able to look at all these awesome videos. So I hopped in my bed with my computer, and from 12 to 2, I watched quilt shows. And then I felt so guilty, I got up and went for a walk. So I'm really looking forward to watching more episodes, and I hope that I can fit them in without feeling too guilty about watching them. And I think it was like a $25 subscription for the video library. And there are other things you can do on there, too. You can take classes and there's gallery and meet the talent and all kinds of stuff, so you might want to check that out. That's qnntv.com. Another thing I found very interesting lately is a website called Pinterest, pinterest.com. And this is a fabulous website that is just tons and tons of pictures of things, all different things. Things for your house, things to wear, knitted things, crocheted things, quilted things, a lot of cooking and baking. And basically, you go on there and you find photos you like and you hit pin it. And you pin them to like your own bulletin board. That's digital, of course, on your computer. And I have like, you know, 7 or 8 different boards. One is for quilting, one is for things to try, one is for scrapbooking. And I just find inspiration in these photos and I pin them to my boards. And then people who follow me can see what I've pinned. And if they like it, they can pin it to their board and so on and so forth. you can sign up through Facebook and Twitter, and it will, you know, you can invite your friends who follow you there to follow along. And then when you go onto their website, you'll see what all your friends have been pinning and what they're up to. And it's just really a wonderful site for inspiration. I was sort of resistant to it at first because I thought, oh my gosh, between Facebook and Twitter and the blog, I mean, how much social networking can one person do? But this I'm finding quite interesting. It's something I like to just poke on when I have a minute in the morning or, you know, right before bed and see what's been pinned and who has pinned something that I liked, etc. So that's pretty cool. You might want to check that out. And I also want to mention a few blogs that I've really been enjoying lately. And one is Pat Sloan's blog. And I'll put the addresses, the web addresses for these blogs on the show notes so we don't have to listen to me drone on with the WWWs here. So Pat Sloan's blog, she's a very interesting person, so talented, extremely talented, and her personality is wonderful. She has all kinds of things on there about travel and quilt shows and tutorials, and she does something called a quilt mashup, which I'm still not exactly sure what that is, but I think I need to check into it. She's always got blog interviews and all kinds of things. It's just a wealth of information. So you may want to check that out. Another one that I really like that doesn't have to do with quilting but actually has to do with scrapbooking is Becky Higgins' blog. And Becky is a person who used to work for Creating Keepsakes magazine. If you ever read that magazine, she was the one who did Becky's sketches. She is just oozing with creativity. And I mention her site because she's got recipes on there, beautiful photography. At Christmas time, she did 12 short videos, Becky's 12 Days of Christmas. She's always impeccably dressed. Her kids are adorable. And she's really just an energetic and inspiring person. So I will bring that to you as a blog that you should check out, even though she's not a quilter. She's does all kinds of other things, though. Becky's one of those people, you see what she's doing, what she's up to, and you just say, oh, I want to be like Becky. When I grow up, I want to be Becky. So check her out. Another one that I really like is, let's see if I can find the name of it here. It is Amy's Creative Side. This is the young lady who holds the Bloggers Quilt Festival. She holds one every year, and it's for people who can't make Quilt Festival. And what you do is you send a link. You put on your blog a picture of a quilt that you've made that means something to you. Maybe say how you made it, and then you link it to her Bloggers Quilt Festival. And people can go on and look and visit your quilts and see what you've done. And it's really a great way for people who can't make it to Quilt Market to share what they're doing and to get inspired by others. She also has tutorials and she does a quilt along. She does a lot of stuff, so I would check into that. She's a really good one. Another one that I enjoy very much is Barry J. She is someone who I've come to follow on Twitter. She has a fabric line, and it's Barry Ackerman. And she has a book out, and she uses the most refreshing colors on everything she does. She sews bags and all kinds of things, and her book is called Inspired to Sew by Barry J. And I think, I was going to say what her fabric line is, but I can't find the exact name, and I don't want to credit that incorrectly. So anyways, check out her blog. It's really pretty. She's got very beautiful country style, like a French country style about her. So I enjoy that one. And I also like one called The Last Piece, and this is by Sarah, and again, I'm going to butcher her last name. It's Fike or Felk, F-I-E-L-K-E, and she is out of Australia. She also has a book, and her blog is called The Last Piece, and it's on TypePad. And she's just a beautiful girl. She's a quilter, a teacher, a designer, and an author. She also has two boys, and she's co-owner of Material Obsession in Sydney, Australia. And she's just doing her own thing, designing patterns, and she's another one who's just really very interesting. Her stuff is beautiful. Her colors are beautiful. A lot of times she'll post gorgeous pictures of Australia. Makes you want to go there. So those are just a few of the ones that I read. There are more. We'll bring some more up in future episodes. But that's it for the blogs, and I will put those on the show notes, as I mentioned before. And also on this podcast, you'll see that I'm back to numbering the episodes. Excuse me, I had a request on the Big Tent from someone to please number the episodes again, because it's hard to keep track on iTunes when it's just words for the title of the show, and I noticed that myself. You can't always see what the full title is, so I will put both. So thank you for that suggestion. And that does it for Quilt Cabana Corner this time around. So I hope you'll visit my website, www.quiltcabanapatterns.com. You can link to the blog from there and also the store. So I will see you next time. Thanks for listening, and I hope everyone has a wonderful April Fool's Day. Wish me luck with my prank. Thanks. Bye-bye.